Welcome to First Nation Ministries. Today we're bringing you a classic broadcast from our founder, Reverend Don Klein.
I love to tell the story.
This is the voice of First Nation Ministries, dedicated to spreading the gospel of Jesus Christ to the Indian tribes of the United States, Canada, and Mexico. Now here's the director of First Nation Ministries, Reverend Don Klein.
Hello there, neighbor. Be of good cheer. I'm rejoicing. This isn't an act. I'm happy. You see, you got all your problems solved. Oh, no, not at all. I can't solve them. I'll just tell you that. All I have to do is fit the problem up to the promise. Because God's promised. And I search my heart. And am I committed? What am I trying to do? I'll tell you what I'm trying to do, neighbor. I'm trying to follow the Lord, the leading, the call. And neighbor, I wouldn't be in this business if I wasn't called. I didn't want to be a preacher. I didn't want to be a missionary. I wanted to make money, and I'd help the missionaries, and I'd help the preachers. But God showed me that he wanted me, and I'd made a deal, and I say that reverently, but my boyhood training was so deep that it gets into my Christian preacher vocabulary. When those old loggers, those old cattlemen, timbermen, they made a deal, they shook hands, and they sold their products, whatever it might be, they made their agreements. A lot of them didn't ever have a written contract in earlier days. So, I remember when I sought the Lord, and I've told it again and again, but Paul gave his testimony every place he went. He talked about that Damascus Road, and the voices spoke to him, and the call was on him, and that's the way it was with me. I met the Master. I'll tell you, that little old poem, I'd walked life's path with an easy tread, had followed where comforts and pleasures led, but then one day in a quiet place, I met the Master face to face. With station, rank, and wealth for my goal, much thought for my body and none for my soul, I'd entered to win in life's mad race. But I met the Master face to face. Oh, I built my castles. I reared them high, and their towers pierced the blue of the sky, and I swore I'd rule with an iron mace. But I met the Master face to face. I met him and knew him and blushed to see that his eyes full of sorrow were fixed on me, and I faltered and I fell at his feet that day. And my castles melted and vanished away, melted and vanished, and in their place naught else could I see but the Master's face. I surrendered my all. He forgave my sin. He made my heart pure, placed his spirit within. He promised me strength for the battle each day, and his presence beside me each step of the way. Bending low, he grasped my hand in his own, whispering, "Never again will you walk alone. My thoughts are now for the souls of men. I lost my life, but I found it again." It happened that day in a quiet place when I met the Master face to face. And so, neighbor, that's my personal testimony as far as a wonderful, beautiful poem that's been such a blessing. I've used it again and again, and I've said it to you a number of times, but there are new people every day. We're getting new teammates. People on the radio, what's this all about? And it's an old man now. Hadn't always been old. Once I was full of steam. Been at this Indian business since 1967. And I went full-time and incorporated in 1970. And I've given it everything I've got, neighbor. May not be much, but it's my best. And God has had his hand on it, and it's What he has done is marvelous. It's storybook stuff. And we were talking about it all again and again here in the office. And the other day, a stranger walked in and greeted us, and I felt the Spirit and his Spirit, and that God was upon him. And he was an author, and he wrote books, and he made himself known, and he was looking for the pastor of this little church, and he said, "I noticed the sign. I've heard you on the radio," and we unloaded our hearts. He did, and I did, and we had a wonderful time of prayer, and we're praying. Does God want this old boy's experiences in a book? I was told that they did back there years back, and they taped an audio visual tapes or whatever it was in those days. It wasn't disc yet. I believe it was tapes yet. I don't know, remember, but we've got all those, and they've been updated to a new system, but it's the same. It's a copy of the original message, and their intent was to put it in a book. Now, I'm not writing books and not saying, "Oh boy, I got my name in a book." But I'll tell you, thank God that dear old Paul, apostle to the Gentiles, the one God sent, I thank God for his stories. I read him, and I'll tell you, Paul's such a blessing, isn't he? All his letters. And he repeats himself, and he tells stories and what happened, and they're factual, and you can count on it. And neighbor, I'm not embellishing or enlarging. It's been a wonderful life for this old boy down through the many years. And now I don't have the steam or the strength that I once had, but the joy bells ring in my soul, and I'm not in pain. I praise God. I'm not in pain. And I sleep good, and I eat my food well, and my digestive system's working good. And my head is bald, and my eyes are dim, and my hearing is dim. A lot of things I could tell you about wobbling along these old pins. I have to balance myself. Somebody says, "What you need is a cane." Well, I've got several canes. You don't need to bother. But they don't work well for me. Someone said, "Well, have you tried it yet?" Well, naturally, I've tried it. It's got anything against canes. But I've got crutches, and I've got canes, and I've had two wheelchairs. We loaded one up and took it on the last load over to the Indian schools. If anyone comes in there, any one of the team, they have contact with so many Indians in the field, if somebody needs a wheelchair, they can get it. And so that's the way it goes, and we're just getting along. And I thank God for that Dodge van, that wheelchair van. I felt I was supposed to buy it, and it's a wonderful vehicle. We're using it all the time and never had a wheelchair in it yet. But if we need it, we've got the equipment. I want to know that, and we're just praising God. But I'd just soon God slip me off to heaven before I had to get in a wheelchair. But if he wants me in a wheelchair, I'll wheel that thing around and put some non-skid tires on it. I'm joking, of course. But the thing is, the fire hasn't gone out, and I'm not in pain. So why should I sit around and lament about being crippled or incapacitated as far as hiking? I'd have to start belly aching and bawling about that. I'd start on the bald head and the dim eyes and the deaf ears and the forgetfulness. I'm an old man, but I know in whom I have believed, and I'm persuaded that he's able to keep that which I've committed unto him against that day. Glory be to Jesus. Blessed be the name of the Lord. I'm so glad he took me in. And it's such a joy to get out there with these Indian people. And it's camp meeting time when we get there. And they seem to enjoy it, and I enjoy it. and I enjoy getting in your churches. And if your church wants somebody to come and talk to them on prayer meeting night or Sunday service or whenever, just give us a nod and we'll come. Bless your heart. That's what we're wanting to do. We're a number of churches are supporting us. And it's worth supporting. Our record stands. The work is getting done, and our newsletter is designed to give you the picture proof that we're not just talking about how much we're doing for Indians and how important, but we're showing you. So God bless you. And if you're not on the team, I invite you, I urge you, I beg you, get on the team. And like a mighty army, we'll move the Church of God, and we'll get some Indians along with us. And there's already many, many of them that'll be in heaven because we cared. God bless the listening audience today. We pray thee, O God, that thou would just speak to hearts and thou would help us all, O Lord, that we won't stand in that day and realize we've done nothing to these people that are right here in our backyard. Nobody else is going to do it if we Christian people don't do it. And we pray that thou would bring it to pass and get glory to thyself. And, O Lord, move on the hearts of people and raise up the personnel that's needed. Fit the pieces together, and thine shall be the glory. Amen.
Thank you for listening to this classic First Nation Ministries broadcast with our founder, Reverend Don Klein, where our goal is to reach out to the Native American tribes throughout the country and share Jesus Christ with them. We do it through an act of love by providing much-needed food, clothing, bedding, and just those basic things they simply don't have. You can help us by donating those basic necessities to First Nation that would in turn be driven and delivered to our Native brothers and sisters. God made it clear to our founder, Don Klein, many years ago to reach out to these hurting people, and we want to continue that vision to take the powerful message of Christ to our Native American family. Thank you so much.
I love to tell the story.
Please write for the First Nation Ministries newsletter and help us continue to reach the Indian tribes with the message of Jesus Christ through your prayers and financial gifts. Write to us at First Nation Ministries, Post Office Box 30055, Portland, Oregon 97294. That's Post Office Box 30055, Portland, Oregon 97294. You can also call us at 503-408-2391. That's 503-408-2391. Or visit our website, firstnationministries.org.